This is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. It's 22 days to the February 2023 elections and everyone is gearing up to go to polls, including the political candidates and party members as well. Just as the day draws closer, political parties are putting their heads and houses in order. But can the same be said for the ruling party APC? Just recently in an interview with Channels Television, Nasir El-Rufai, the governor of Kaduna State, made allegations against some members of the party and accused them of trying to sabotage the elections. Let's listen to him in his own words.
I believe that there are elements in the villa that want us to lose the elections because they didn't get their way. They had their candidate. Their candidate didn't win the primaries. And I think they are still trying to get us to lose the elections. And they are hiding behind the president's desire to do what he thinks is right.
That was Governor Nasir El-Rufai there. That was Governor Nasir El-Rufai, the governor of Kaduna State there, speaking. Seems he's not the only aggrieved member. Now, in a recent campaign in Ogun State, the presidential aspirant of the APC, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, made some allegations. That was Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Now, for the sake of the non-Yoruba speakers, here is what he said. You hide fuel, you hide naira, but we will vote. We will merge the winner. We will vote and we will merge the winner. Hide what exactly? Who is hiding what? What exactly is happening? Who is sabotaging who? Well, let's listen to the Publicity APC Campaign Council.
My name is Ali M. Ali, Deputy Director, Media and Publicity, APC Presidential Campaign Council. Well, it's obvious because you can see that in an election year, a few days to the election, there is this energy crisis, and then also the currency exchange swap. The currency swap has caused untold hardship on ordinary Nigerians, the voters themselves. For that, he had to cry out. And following pleas by 1 million Nigerians and the plea by the presidential candidate of the APC, his call, his allusion to saboteurs in government or to saboteurs generally, has seen the extension of the deadline for the currency swap, which should have ended yesterday. But because he raised the alarm that some people are trying to sabotage the process. In an election year, you have something as major as currency swap, which is welcome. We welcome that. But what a lot of Nigerians did not welcome is the deadline, which, yes, okay, but a lot of Nigerians, yes.
Who are these some people? Who are the people that have been accused of? Because, I mean, it's the ruling party that is in power. So who is the person? Who are the people that have been accused of particularly?
Well, only this morning, the governor of Kaduna State gave an inkling of those who are likely saboteurs. He didn't mention names, but he did say some people who were competitors running to the primaries of the APC who lost out to Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Some of them are. He didn't mention names, but he couldn't have been speaking out of ignorance as a governor of one of the most important states, if not the most important state in northern Nigeria, Kaduna, being the former headquarters of the northern region. He has his ears everywhere. He did say only this morning, look, people who competed with Asuwaju, Bola Ahmed Tinubu in the primaries, who lost out, are determined to rock the boat. They are determined to make the APC lose. You know, the presidency is a very elaborate bureaucracy. The president, like we all know, he's straightforward. He rarely He is not given to double speak. So when he said he announced the currency exchange, it was well intentioned, and we welcome that.
Okay, sir. Now, the president had come out to pledge his support, to the candidate, saying that he's going to give him his support. And we've asked who in particular. Now, is your candidate also accusing the same people as whom the governor of Kaduna State is accusing?
Well, let's, Lilia, look at it this way. The candidate wasn't specific, but certainly those who are responsible. Okay, look at now, the fuel queues are disappearing. The fuel queues are disappearing, they're disappearing, and the window has been extended, and hopefully we have a lot of relief. And before Election Day, given what the APC has done in the last couple of years under Buhari's leadership, we get some respite.
That was Ali M. Ali, APC Campaign Counsel. Well, if fingers are being pointed to party members, does this mean that the broom is somewhat divided? My colleague, Awel Suleiman, speaks with a member of the APC Board of Trustees.
My name is Architect Waziri Kulama. I am a former National Secretary of the APC, a member of the Board of Trustees.
As a member of the Board of Trustees of APC and the former National Secretary, there is allegation from the Presidential Campaign Council that there are some people in the party whom have attempted to clinch the ticket and become the president of Nigeria under the APC, but they have not gotten. So they are working against the candidacy of Tinubu. What will you say about that?
Well, I wouldn't, for instance, disagree with the fact that some people, even within our party, may have different opinion, or they are not happy with the progress of things in our party. But this has not come to a level where it is affecting the unity in our party or the processes leading to the election, as we are seeing. So there may be difference of opinion. There may be people who are disheartened or discontented with the processes, or some people out of the 23 or so presidential candidates, as far as they run in our convention, and their supporters who may not be entirely happy up till now. They may not have gotten over the bitterness of losing the election. I know that some of them are not happy, but this has not affected the unity in our party. This has not affected our campaign. This will not affect the processes, democratic processes, and the preparations leading to the general election.
Okay.
In fact, all these are discontents are merely just feelings and opinions, because nobody has found the process that brought Osinbajo, Bola Ahmed Tinubu faulty. Nobody is in court at the moment.
Okay.
So there is no threat whatsoever legally to the candidature of Osinbajo, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. We are all united around our party and around our candidate.
Okay, but let me chip in, Sam. Just today, the governor of Kaduna State, Madam Nasir El-Rufai, have come out openly to say that there are some people working against the candidacy. And even himself, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, have once said that some people are sabotaging his movement. And you are just calling it an opinion.
Yes, because I believe they have both Asiwaju and Nasir El-Rufai overreacted, to certain situations. But I don't think that there is any deliberate effort within the government, of disrupting or sabotaging the campaign of the APC or the APC government that is in power today.
Okay. But sir, putting into cognizance, Nigerians are looking at APC as a party. And what is happening currently in the country, the scarcity of fuel and issue of redesigning of Naira that is also scarce. The scarcity is like there is queue everywhere. And it is APC that is in government. And APC is also contesting to come back to government. Don't you think this is going to affect the chances of APC to come back to power?
Definitely, the present fuel scarcity and the high cost of fuel is a very big pain to us, and is a very big burden on Nigerians. But the government and all the agencies related handling fuel supply and distribution, the NNPC and all the security agencies, they are working around the clock to ensure there is adequate supply of fuel, and fuel is sold at normal price control level throughout the country. So this problem will be over very soon. And secondly, the issue of currency swap. It is also a policy that is bringing a lot of hardship because of the scarcity of the currency and the management of the distribution. But this one is also handled by the CBN, and also, of course, the National Assembly and all the stakeholders are working very hard to reduce the hardship on Nigerians. It is not, and think it is, one cannot really relate this or take it as a deliberate measure. How can the government, inflict pain on itself? How can APC create problem for the Nigerian citizens and also for its own candidate? It is something that's affecting democracy itself, the country, and everybody. So these are problems that occurred, and that definitely we are working hard to find solutions to them.
Oh, okay.
So there's no insider work to disrupt the election. because the elections are on their own. They are not under the control of APC.
That was Architect Waziri Bulama, member of APC Board of Trustees. What does this all mean? Well, after the break, we would find out. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at what exactly is happening in the APC. Now, before we went on break, we established the fact that allegations have been made by party members, two party members, that they are planning to sabotage the elections. We also heard from the chairman of the APC Campaign Council, who confirmed it. Now, we further heard from a member of the APC Board of Trustees, who said it's an overreaction, and confirmed the House is still united despite the actual existence of aggrieved members. What exactly is happening, and how will these back and forth affect the party come election day? Daily Trust Politics Editor has a chat with us.
Well, my name is Phil Delis McClever, now the politics editor, Daily Trust, or the Media Trust Group. Well, this political season, and you hear all sorts of claims and counterclaims. Like you rightly said, the presidential candidate of the APC said the other day when he was campaigning in the South there that he made fuel scarcity as well as the Naira redesign policies were targeted at, you know, his own presidential ambition in trying to skirt with. So one wondered if these are policies of the APC government. So if, as a presidential candidate, you are now coming out to say they are targeted at your own ambition, these are policies the Naira redesign has been brought about by the central bank under the APC government. The fuel scarcity is also happening under their nose. So one begin to wonder what really is the motive behind all those things. But he did not come out specifically to give names and all of that of those who are really sabotaging. So it's something that in a political season, people come up with such kind of things depending on their own strategies and you know, how they intend to carry out their campaign. So the whole thing is just getting people confused. And if there are elements in the villa and these people are members of the APC and you know them, you name them, you identify them so that they can also be, you know, face disciplinary actions or anti-party activities.
Okay.
Because for me, if you are working against the interest of your party, especially in an election period like this, it amounts to anti-party activities. And if these people are known, because you cannot just make a statement without your intelligence, without your, you know, concrete evidence. If you know them, then you should be able to name and shame them.
So at this point, based on what you're seeing as a politics editor, are you saying that there's trouble in the house, in APC's house?
Definitely, there is some form of disunity. There is some form of trouble in the house. Because when you begin to accuse your own very members, you know, and then you now begin to talk in discordant tones, we know that definitely something is wrong somewhere.
Mm.
You know, it's like there is no synergy. There is some form of division.
Okay. So based on your experience now, we've seen that I would love to call it that looks like the broom is beginning to have different bands. So at this point, based on your experience over the years, it's difficult to see, it's rare rather to hear of the presidential candidate of a party feeling sabotaged by his own party. I mean, that shows that there's actually a problem. So sure. Do you think this would affect them come the 2023 elections?
Well, definitely it will have some effect on them, because if you are not speaking in unison, if you are not speaking with one voice, even within your own party, the campaigns are supposed to be at the peak now as we progress towards that February 25th. So at this point, you see now the opposition is already taking advantage of this to rubbish them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see the opposition comes out to even make statement that sympathizes with the government of the day, you know, and that is not a good thing. And then you see that the electorate, even those who would have had their sympathy, I'm sure by now they will begin. They are beginning to ask questions. Are we really on the right track? Are we really going to go this way? You know, when the people we are supporting are not speaking with one voice, they are speaking in discordant tones, and then the house appears to be not in order. So there is a kind of confusion within the house, and that definitely will have impact on the party.
That was Fidelis McClever, Daily Trust Politics Editor. Well, it's now days to the elections. Get your PVCs and vote for the right candidate, sabotage or not. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by simply searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 in Jos, Badegi Radio 90.1 in Mina, and Sawaba FM 104.9 in Hadeja. Now, if you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390, or you can reach us via our social media handles on Instagram and Twitter at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.